Hello, hello everyone. I'm back with a new episode. This is from our four-year entertainment series, Hatred, Wrath, Anger, Strife. Father God, in Jesus' name, I would like to thank you for this opportunity to share this message that you have laid so heavy on my heart. Thank you for being a humble, patient, merciful, loving Heavenly Father. None of us truly deserve your grace. Grace is something that we cannot earn. Salvation is a gift free of charge to all. Father, I pray that you will bestow upon us the full armor of God found in Ephesians chapter 6. The helmet of salvation in Jesus' name. The breastpiece of righteousness in Jesus' name. The shield of faith in Jesus' name. The sword of your word in Jesus' name. The belt of truth in Jesus' name. And the shoes of peace in Jesus' name. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that rises up in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of the saint of me, saint the Lord. That is Isaiah 54:17. Now, before I begin, I just would like to let you know that sometimes when I'm praying and everything, that I know that I don't have every word verbatim from the word, but I do make sure to give you guys the Bible verse so that you can look it up for yourself, either on the episode itself or in the description, because I only get 30 minutes. The purpose of this entire series is to expose our entertainment industry. Many of us have indulged into many forms of entertainment for our enjoyment. I am encouraging anyone listening to this message to reflect on the messages that are being promoted daily through our entertainment. Before I get deep into this topic, television isn't all bad. There is Christian content available. However, that content should never take you away from building a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Galatians chapter 5. Verses 19 through 22 reads, "Now the work of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, sex before marriage is what it means, uncleanliness, being fulfilled or showing sexual desire, verse 20, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, wrath, strife, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God." I would like to read that again. "Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone that is living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God." Today, I will be interceding for myself and others that are battling to let go of anger. I was introduced to anger at the age of 2. I started off breaking things around the house. I learned very early, if someone hits you, hit them back. My mom didn't teach us what love truly was. She didn't have true love to show. She didn't have true love to show herself and others. Love for her was shown through sex and money. Later, she learned God is love, and that's all she would ever say. Without God, you will become a product of your own environment. I grew up in a dysfunctional home. My mom and stepdad argued a lot. I didn't do as what I was told. If I didn't do as what I was told, I was getting a beating. I mean, discipline is discipline. There is a thin line between abuse and discipline. She abused us. Discipline is teaching your child boundaries and how to conduct themselves in society. My mom did exactly what was taught to her without knowledge. How did my mom end up doing the very thing she hated my granny for? The answer will be revealed later in this episode through God's word. By the time I was 4 years old, I had experienced physical, emotional, sexual, and mental abuse. Once I started school, I was confused on what love truly meant. I thought hitting was a way of showing love. I was taught, "I whoop you because I love you." And hitting also brought control. I was picked on a lot in elementary school, like most kids in that time. Once I turned 10, I started to take a stand for myself. I started fighting in school. It was like an adrenaline rush for me. I was sick and tired of people hitting me and saying bad things about me. One fight led to many others. The more I fought, the more I would practice at home for the next one. I used to practice what I'ma say and how I'ma hit them first. I started to build up a tough skin the older I got. I would always ask people to hit me as hard as they could to see if I can take the lick. Scratch and bite myself so I can get used to the pain. I didn't think fighting was bad. I grew up in the 90s. Fighting was promoted everywhere on television. I grew up playing fighting video games, watching fights on TV, and I was fighting my siblings at home and people in school. I didn't feel comfortable unless I was arguing or fighting with someone after the age of 10. I thought being good was the reason everyone pushed me around. All before then, I wanted everyone to be my friend and I wanted to be loved. For me, that wasn't a reality at the time. I didn't know people had a choice not to like you. Those were fighting words for me. The anger took over my life after 10. I didn't want anyone to touch me, didn't care who you was. I lost trust in people. My classmates had pulled chairs from under me, slammed doors in my face, breaking my stuff, and hitting me, all because I allowed them to. I was an easy target for them to play mean pranks, and they would make me cry. I didn't understand why my mom didn't ever love me the way I thought love was supposed to be. The older I got, the more I learned what a mom was supposed to do, and she wasn't that. She got us to listen by beating us. Anger had become my friend. I used anger to get control over how I wanted my life to be. I used to be a pushover until I learned to beat them. Win or lose, I didn't care. They wouldn't try me again. Every fight I got into after seeing my older sister get into a fight after school, she won the fight, but the girl bit her in the left boob. And to this day, she may still have that mark. That moment taught me to leave a mark so they can remember them fighting me, and it gives them a story to tell later. I learned to give a lick, you have to learn to take a lick. Fighting had become a huge part of my life. I learned how to fight from people I would see fighting, watching WWE SmackDown on TV, and my older sister. She was a beast in the streets. My first real fight, they told me I lost, but she had a mark on her forehead and arm when I threw her to the bookshelf. The girl I fought wanted to be my friend after and said, "You really did win because you left a mark." Every fight I got into wasn't about how many licks I can get, but how to pull blood. I was going for blood each fight I got into. By seeing blood, I thought that's how you determine if you won. The more I fought, the angrier I got. However, I was living a triple life at the age of 10. Church life, dancing, and fighting. Fighting was a way to do what I did to others I wanted to do to my mom. She taught me you aren't supposed to hit adults, but when I got 13, all of that went out the window. My anger spiraled out of control. I was always getting into trouble in middle school. Then getting into trouble at home, my mom would try and talk to the teachers, but nothing worked. Once I turned 10, I stopped listening to everyone. I made the rules. If you talking junk, we're gonna fight. I used to look to fight in middle school. I hated school and my parents. Heck, I hated everyone and everything at that time except for my grandparents and my godmother, Miss Bertha. They never treated me bad. Everyone else, I wanted revenge. The older I got, the less control of my anger I had. I was addicted to fighting. By the time I got to high school, everyone else had matured and I was still looking to fight but hid it. I started smoking weed to suppress my anger at 14. My mouth was very trashy and I didn't care who I fought and I wasn't scared. My goal as a kid was to fight an adult to show how strong I am and that I'm not scared. That adult started off with my mom. We used to physically fight and call each other very nasty names. The first time I hit her back was at 13. I thought I was big and bad and unstoppable. I didn't care about losing because I can fight you again. all through high school, me and my mom was constantly fighting. I was just like one of those teenagers from Maury. I had a bad attitude and was proud of it. Me and my older sister used to fight a lot too. She was stronger than me. Once she seen that she couldn't beat me and that she was hurting me, she stopped. Fighting for me later graduated to thoughts of murder. Once I graduated high school, I wanted to murder my whole family, mainly my parents and older siblings. I got obsessed with murder. I started watching cop and detective shows about murder. Shows like Jerry Springer and Maury later graduated to Cops, America's Most Wanted. More detective shows started coming out. Once Oxygen started the show Snapped, I was hooked, along with Law and Order, all of them, SVU being my favorite, Forensic Files. My first ex-boyfriend was abusive to me. I met him right out of high school. I didn't know that when you fight your boyfriend as an adult, it's called domestic violence, until he was arrested for it. The officer said to leave him. No man is supposed to fight a woman. He used to hit me when I would try to leave him. He was abusive and had manipulative and had multiple girlfriends that I knew all about. I was friends with one of them, actually. Reason being, I didn't want to be married or him anymore. I didn't want him anymore. Well, a part of me didn't. Another part thought it was love. I started to think of ways to kill him, as in torture him by tying him up, beating him until he dies, pissing on him and lighting him on fire. Back then, I was obsessed with fire. I used to sneak around abandoned houses, breaking windows, kicking in doors, and lighting things on fire. I used to hit myself around that time as well. Pain for me had become a drug, but not with needles. I have always hated them and afraid of them. After leaving that guy, I was on a self-destructing path. Fighting police, breaking stuff in stores, willing to fight anyone, standing around hoping to get hit by a car. I wanted to die. Deep down, I wanted love and was lost deep into sin on a search for love and acceptance. I later became paranoid from the things people did to me and I did to them. The only time I felt safe was when I was incarcerated. That was a place of safety and a place that I can be good. I wanted to stop living that way once I got pregnant with my daughter. The events leading up to her conception was very dark and evil. I used to drink, smoke, pop pills at times, fornicate for money, fight at any given moment. I was a bad bitch before they started making songs about it. The club made me feel alive, though. I was able to do what I loved doing at the time, smoke, drink, dance. I never had a chance to fight in the club, but I wanted to. I was a loner that always had people around. I was trying to fit in by doing what was cool on TV at the time, which was dancing, partying, fighting, and fornicating. I denied being pregnant until I saw my first ultrasound. I realized at that moment I was grown. I had to change so much of my ways for my daughter. I never wanted to be married. The older I got, because of how I was raised, looking at the dysfunction in marriages. The first time I held her in my arms, I gave our lives to God so that I can teach her the right way. The first year of her life, I took her with me to church. It was so boring and slow, but I sucked it up for her. I was trying to live on a straight and narrow. At that time, I was missing the Holy Spirit. I struggled the first 4 years of my daughter's life. I was still living with my mom and hated her so much at the time. I had no choice but to deliver her. I had no job, no baby daddy, he's in prison, and I had a small baby to raise. I was trying to kill myself through my behaviors without actually killing myself. I was hoping someone else would kill me. My daughter's love is the reason I continue to seek the face of God. Having her made me want to change, but didn't know how, and didn't know that I actually could. Once she turned 16, she had needs. So I went back to how I, once she turned six, she had needs, and I went back to how I used to make money. Deep down, I knew my daughter needed a dad, but not an old man like my mom wanted me to do. I wanted a boy my age. My ex-husband filled that void. We used to argue a lot, but I realized some of them was my fault. We would argue and fornicate. I wanted more kids and a real family, but the bitterness inside of me wouldn't allow it. I started to believe my daughter would deserve a better mom than me. I would ask God, why did you give me this baby to raise and I'm not a good mom and I don't know what I'm doing? I was in and out of jail by choice and stealing from stores so my daughter would have. Food stamps and cash assistance wasn't enough to get me away from my mom. My mom's heart grew cold. We were both trying to love her, but she was only doing it so she could have a second chance. My daughter had to watch us argue and fight. She has witnessed me fighting my mom, my ex-husband, police, and whoever else wanted it at the time. I used to want to show love, but people would take advantage of me. I used to be afraid to say no and instead fighting my way out of things I didn't want to do. On November 22nd, 2012, I was tired of life. I thought my daughter would be better off without me. I couldn't properly take care of her. I thought she needed a better mom. I was gonna take a bunch of meds and hope not to wake again. I was trying to escape the life I was living. My life went from anger to thoughts of murder to suicidal thoughts. I haven't murdered anyone, but I used to think about it a lot. Anger leads to murder. The anger I held on to made me feel powerful until I had to let it go to raise my daughter. Sin, as a whole, had a grip on my life. From November 22nd until 2012 until now, God has stepped into my life and has given me love, hope, provision, forgiveness, grace, peace, and rest. And he forgave me. My life prior to that day was me living what was promoted to us through entertainment. The enemy uses entertainment as a tool to come into our bodies to possess us. The messages being promoted to our children is the evil ways of the flesh. I grew into that person. I didn't start off that way. None of us do. Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 and 2. Do not judge others and you will not be judged. Verse 2. For you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. That is how my mom repeated the cycle. She judges everyone. That was her main focus in life, tearing others down to build herself up temporarily. That is what planted seeds into my spirit that later grew into anger. As mature children of God, we have to forgive. Forgiveness is a gift that only comes from God, and so is repentance. Our Heavenly Father gives us those gifts free of charge. God's word exposes the lies of the enemy. As believers, the lies in the lives that people live through the enemy. As believers, I strongly recommend that you all ask God to search your heart so that you are able to see the error of your ways, like he did with me. Saying evil things to someone because you are mad doesn't give you a pass. It's an excuse. God isn't putting up with anger from us in heaven. Our Heavenly Father's word promotes love from one another and to love your enemies as yourself. If any of you love God but hate your brother, it shows the love of the Father is not in you, and the Father is not also in you. Some of us are afraid to have children in this evil world. Do not live in fear. It has been written many years ago that these events will happen. We can't change God's word, but we can live according to his original plan, found in the book of Genesis, chapters 1 through 3. No matter how evil this world gets, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13 through 16 reads, "You are the salt of the earth, but good But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop, that cannot be hidden. Verse 15. No one lights a lamp and then puts it in a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Verse 16, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. The light of Christ will overcome any darkness in our lives. If we don't forgive, we will find ourselves carrying that same bag to our future generations that are also hungry, that are so hungry and thirsty for God. I encourage all of you to let go of anger towards each other. That is now how we conduct ourselves working for the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Read that again. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark, in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Look, if you are holding grudges against someone, let it go. Repent and ask God to help you. If any of you are struggling, start with Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In order to receive anything from God, we have to repent first. Come on now. Stop being in denial about your actions. God sees all. There is no real enemies. Our true enemy poses himself as the light of this world and the angel of this world. Satan is our true enemy. God tells us to love our enemies as ourselves, as I mentioned earlier. In order to receive love, we gotta let go of the hate and negativity that surrounds us if we allow it to. Our flesh naturally gravitates to sin because that is our fleshly nature. We don't make the rules, and we were created to follow God's law. The world teaches the opposite. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 11 explains the times that we are in and why we have so much evil being promoted. But know this, that we are in the last days. Perilous times will come. Verse 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people, turn away. For of this sort are these who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led astray by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to knowledge of the truth. Verse 8, now with Jannes and Jambres, I know I said those wrong, resisted Moses. So do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. Verse 9, but they will progress no further, for all their folly will manifest to all, as theirs also was. Verse 10, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, persecution, perseverance, verse 11 is persecution. Affliction, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, when in at persecution I endured. And out of them, the Lord delivered me. No matter what our media promotes, we are still to live under God's law written in His word. We are in a spiritual battle daily for our souls. We each have 24 hours in a day that we live. Living to please the flesh will lead you to eternal death. Living for Christ leads to eternal life. Christ died for many things, one being so that we can have eternal life if we choose. Everything we need is in His word. We have to forgive once again because Christ forgave us. Many of us are carrying anger based off of lies and deception from the enemy. The enemy is the father of lies, and the truth ain't in him. Lies, deceit, manipulation, fear, and lust keeps us bound in sin and anger. Holding on to anger causes us to sin, and it's not needed to live in the kingdom of God. Love is. We don't need anger. True love comes from God because He created love for us. Love can go and do so many great things for us if we allow God's love in. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sin. The blood of Jesus shed on the cross was from the love of our Heavenly Father that He has for us. For years, I have lived a life watching my back. That part of my life is so far in my past. I'm in need of all the God's love that I can get and are ready to receive. He truly forgave me and will forgive you too if you allow Him in. Father, I humbly ask in Jesus' name to help us let go of anger and past grudges. Give us the strength to leave toxic environments. I pray Your word will give us knowledge so that we can walk in spirit and truth. Thank You for being our good, good Father. And to add to everything else that I've said, anger isn't worth holding on to. It can cause us to go down some very dark and evil roads. And I just thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your love being a part of our lives, and that we have an opportunity to receive Your love if we're willing to give it. Lord, I just cannot thank You enough for all of what You've done for me. Thank You for being a merciful God and forgiving me of my sins, wiping my slate clean. And I know that just as You've done it for me, You can do it for so many others. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for You allowing my testimony for me to share, for the things that I've went through, to be able to share with others so that they are able to step out of the darkness as well. Anger is something that can lead to so many dangerous things, as in murder, suicide, and it can make your life very difficult. It can hinder you from so many things, but we just have to come to terms with it. Ladies, quit nagging. Men, let go of the anger. Whatever happened to you guys in the past, leave it in the past. Look to the future. Christ has a bright future ahead for us if we really trust Him and obey. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, Your will be done, manifest itself and come forth, and that the purpose of this message will come forth. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.